I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, Investing in America and Los Angeles Declaration of Migration and Protection. President Joe Biden spoke at the Investing in America event held at the White House, highlighting some of the biggest investments coming from his administration. Here's the president speaking on a major investment for the future.
We're talking today about a major investment that we're making in affordable, high-speed internet all across the country. As we started down, I turned to Jeff and I said, you know, this may be, I wonder if President Roosevelt felt a little like this as he talked about the electrification of our farmlands. I mean, think about it. It's almost similar. But to put in context, let's remember where we were 2.5 years ago. The pandemic was raging, the economy was reeling, and the problems we're facing started a lot earlier than that. For decades, and the middle class was hollowed out. Too many good-paying manufacturing jobs moved overseas, public investment was slashed, core sources of economic strength like infrastructure, manufacturing, and innovation were also hollowed out.
The Los Angeles Declaration of Migration and Protection was signed by 20 countries throughout the Americas. The anniversary ministerial was held reaffirming shared goals and honoring the one-year anniversary of the declaration. Here is Secretary of State Antony Blinken with his opening remarks.
We're working with our partners to significantly expand access to legal pathways for migration and international protection. This month, the United States, Guatemala, Costa Rica, and Colombia came together to launch the initial phase of the Safe Mobility, or Movilidad Segura, initiative, which is improving access to refugee resettlement and other lawful pathways in the United States and other countries, including Canada and Spain. This program, as you know, provides screening and referral information to migrants and refugees where they are, so they aren't forced to undertake the dangerous journey or put their lives in the hands of smugglers and organized criminal groups.
For more information, visit DivitHub.net. And for local news and information around the region, tune in here with us at 97.3 AFN The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang.